Keep it up.
That's right.
Duran Duran with The Violence of Summer comes from the Liberty album from 1990. Here's something from Meatballs.
Are you ready for the summer?
These children are going to the most glamorous of all summer camps, Camp Mohawk. There's a 2-year waiting list, and every child has to be voted in. On top of all that, it costs $1,000 a week to go to Camp Mohawk. The question is it worth $1,000 a week?
It sure is. It's the best darn camp there is.
Well, are you connected with Camp Mohawk?
Well, I think so. I'm the program director, Jerry Aldini.
Well, how do you justify $1,000 a week?
Well, we have some special programs. We're doing Shakespeare in the Round again this year, of course. Our political roundtable, Henry Kissinger, will appear. Yasser Arafat is going to come out, spend a weekend with the kids, just rap with them.
That's amazing.
And the kids wanted animals, so this year each camper will stalk and kill his own bear in our private wildlife preserve.
Are you sure the children can hack that?
We'll see. But the real excitement, of course, is going to come at the end of the summer, during Sexual Awareness Week. We import 200 hookers from around the world, and each camper, armed with only a thermos of coffee, $2,000 cash, tries to visit as many countries as he can, and the winner, of course, is named King of Sexual Awareness Week and is allowed to rape and pillage the neighboring towns until camp ends.
That's incredible.
What do you expect for $1,000 a week? Hey, you have a good summer too, huh?
Are you ready for the summer?
Martha Reeves, Martha and the Vandellas, with Love is Like a, in parentheses, heat wave.
Hey, Martha, you listen to this. How many sugars you want in your coffee? A loving spoonful and a pack of Marlboro Reds. We'll have breakfast with some orange juice.
The days are short and the nights are long. Where they walk and I'm up, they twist and I'm pissed. They shimmy and I'm shimmy. They fly and I'm fly. Well, they're out there having fun in that warm California sun. Well, I'm going out of west out on the coast, where the California girls are really the most. Where they walk and I walk, they twist and I twist, they shimmy and I shimmy, they fly and I fly. Well, they're out there having fun in that warm California sun. Frisky in old Frisco, a pretty little chick wherever you go. And they walk and I walk, they twist and I twist, they shimmy and I shimmy, they fly and I fly. Well, they're out there having fun in that warm California sun.
The Rivieras, that's one of my favorites, with California Sun. They're out there having fun. And then you got that cool little keyboard in the background, like, it's like they're all having a blast at the beach, but don't you mind those homeless people. Just step on over them to get to the beach. They'll be sitting there. They're not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere. You go to L.A. now, home of the body bags. Horrible. It's horrible. But they're out there having fun in that warm California sun. The Rivieras, taking you back. You got to go back because now sucks. Time travel here with you until 7 p.m.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that Don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. And dream of you.
How lovely. Just lovely. Chad and Jeremy here on Time Travel. Chad and Jeremy here on Time Travel. Hello, Chad. Hello, Chad. This is Jeremy. Would you like a coffee? Would you like two sugars? Would you like a would you like a loving spoonful of sugar in your coffee, Jeremy? This is Chad. I'm coming over. We're going to write a hit song. It's going to be a little gay, but they'll love it. Everyone will love it. Everyone will love it, and then afterwards we'll have oral sex.
Secret rendezvous. Hello, Chad. This is Jeremy. I'm a little bit high, and you're a little bit shy, and you're making me sing for your sweet, sweet thing. Sweetie. Hello, Chad. This is Jeremy. That was the Foreigner, Lou Gramm in Foreigner, before he lost his voice. Poor Lou Gramm lost his voice. Too many loving spoonfuls of sugar will give you diabetes. He's got the sugar, that Lou Gramm. He got the sugar, and then he stopped singing. But he was hot-blooded back then, just like me and Jeremy. Jeremy and I enjoy a spoonful of sugar and going down on one another.
Take a look at these hands. That was the Talking Heads, Jeremy, with Born Under Punches. I've decided, Jeremy, that... Chad. This is Chad. Hello, Jeremy. This is Chad. Wait a minute. Jeremy. Hello. Hello, Jeremy. Hello, Chad. This is Jeremy. There we go. Hello, Chad. This is Jeremy. I've decided that I sound like Bane from The Dark Knight Rises, Batman. I am the League of Shadows. You are listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM. WMFO. Oh, you think darkness is your ally, Batman, but you merely adopted the dark. And I was born into it. I was molded by it. I did not see the light until I was already a man. And by then, it was nothing to me but blinding. Talia! Talia! Come over here, Talia. I'm sick of Chad. This is Jeremy. This is Bane, Batman. I am the League of Shadows, and you're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle, a special summer edition. We're talking about the heat. And what is next on the list after the Talking Heads? Bane in the League of Shadows always listens to the Talking Heads in the dark. In the dark. Ah, now I sound like Katharine Hepburn. Dark. Hello, Batman. Hello, Batman. This is Katharine Hepburn. More mustard, please. On my hot dog, Batman. More mustard, please.
Hot dogs. What kinds of kids eat armor hot dogs?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks, tough kids, sissy kids,
even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs, the dogs kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go. When kids bite dogs, they yell,
hooray for hot dogs,
armor hot dogs,
the dogs kids love to bite.
That's pretty good. I like that one. Play it again, actually. Back then, you could just make fun of everybody, you know? The armor hot dog people knew what was up. They're like, hey, fat kids, skinny kids, you all love hot dogs. You know what? That fat kid isn't the guy, you know, maybe he wants three hot dogs. Skinny kids will have half a hot dog, maybe, you know, just the tip. Yeah? There's a guy that eats corn the long way. Look at, oh, over there. That guy's got chicken pox. He'll love a hot dog. Armor, their marketing skills were unbelievable because they sold plenty of hot dogs. Plenty of hot dogs. America got fatter. Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Kids are climbing on rocks. It's like, hey, you got to go up that rock? Take a hot dog with you. That's what we did back in the 70s. It's like, I remember pushing a kid off a kindergarten. It was a girl, too. I pushed her off a rock in kindergarten. She came up and she, like, scratched me with her claws. And I just took her and I took her by the shoulders, tossed her off that rock. Now I'd be in jail for at least 3 years. That's what happened to Cosby. Got to be at least 3 years for throwing a kid off a rock. I don't know. Time travel's here with you until 7. That kind of got away from things.
Dream. It was suddenly last summer, Batman, when this girl came up to me and pushed me into the pit, and then I rose.
Suddenly last summer is the Motels. Here on Time Travel, it's a great one. I love it.
As much as I love the League of Shadows, Batman. More mustard, please.
All right, it's getting a little silly here in the studio. And when I say studio, I mean at home. I'm at home on this wonderful Bastille Day. I'm still at home. Here we are, coronavirus, still out there, but still unsafe to be in the studio. It's unsafe. Never know what the hell I'm going to do. I might stick a microphone up my nose. We're not going to let him back in the studio. He might have a microphone up his nose. He might have that big, he might have the willies. He might have the willies. We can't let Chris Earl in the studio. He might have the willies. Give the willies to everybody else. Next thing you know, it's a whole willy-centric channel. Went out in a boat the other day. That was fun. Hope you're getting a chance to do some summer fun things, except for you. Person I don't like. You can go screw. Everybody else, I hope you're having a nice time. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m., and I love you. Except you. Not you, Batman. You, Batman. You, I adore. I adore you, Batman. Almost as much as Jeremy. Hello, Chad. Time Travel's bringing the heat for you today, here with you until 7 p.m. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. It's WMFO in Medford. Here's Eddie Cochran.
Summertime. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. Now, if you wanna use the car to go riding next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now, you can't use a car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
That's Eddie Cochran with Summertime Blues, or as he's known down at the Blue Oyster Bar, Eddie Ring. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. He's taking his problems to the United Nations. Because sometimes people just go a little crazy, you know? People just go a little crazy and they take things too far. Hey, there's Eddie Cochran. Look at him. He's bringing his problems to the United Nations. Because he has the summertime blues. He couldn't just make a phone call and say, hey, you know what? I got the summertime blues. I think that's it for me today. No. I'm going to call the United Nations. And I am going to make my problem everybody's problem because I'm Eddie Cochran. Or as he's known down at the clubs, Eddie Ring.
Thank you.
is Black Keys from 2006 with Just a Little Heat. Before that was Sly and the Family Stone here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. I do my show every Wednesday night. Coronavirus be damned. Rain, sleep, snow, coronavirus. I do it. You just do the work. That's the thing. You just do it. You show up. That's the whole thing. You show up, you do the work, and you get better and better, and then you get to the point where I don't want to do this anymore because I'm too good. I am too good for this. I am too good for this. But I do it anyway. You know why? Because I like to spread the word, and the word is legs. Let's spread the word today, everybody. Legs. That was kind of sassy. Peter Gabriel scaring the shit out of children for over 40 years with The Heat from the film Birdie, which is about like this weird kid that thinks he's a bird. And it's like Australian and New Zealand, or one of those weird countries. It's like some little skinny kid and he thinks he's a bird and he hangs out in a window and there's like blue light and You know, the moon's out and just weird, you know, like Peter Gabriel, just a weirdo. Weirdo. Genius, but weirdo.
Yeah. Make it funky. Da, da, da. Make it funky. Da, yeah. I like it how I like it when I like it. Oh, no, but, yes. I think I need to go to the grocery store, though.
Yeah, okay.
Pick up a few things, some throwing in.
Skillet. Okay. Can I ask you
a name? Nanil.
What do you mean?
Give me a little bit of that pepper. Give me a little bit of that salt.
Salt.
Put it in the skillet and cook it.
Cook it.
On that stove I bought.
Oh, yeah.
We don't need no microwave.
Come down.
the cake, man. What about that checkout girl over there, man?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I want.
Talia and I used to enjoy cooking with a skillet, Batman. You should come over one night and we'll have an old-fashioned kegger. We will invite Ra's Az Ghul and the League of Shadows. Good night, time travelers. I'll see you next week. And it'll be the 21st of July. Hopefully the weather will get better. And, you know, this is pretty lousy July. Pretty lousy June, too. Pretty lousy May. Pretty lousy April. Pretty lousy March. What's before March? February, January. Okay, read the months of the year backwards. That's like a test that they do in case you're boozing. Don't be boozing. Don't be doing drugs. Just go out and enjoy yourself. Sit at home and just watch television and get fat. Get nice and fat. Hot dogs. I'm a hot dogs. Good night, Batman. Good night. Good night. Good night. Dark nights. My darkest night. My knight in shining armor. And don't you forget it. Time Travel is here with you every week from 5 until 7. It's usually not this silly, but it is pretty arrogant and self-righteous. And I like it that way. And so do my fans. And if you don't like it, go screw. Bye.
I'm Bill Cosby, and the kids in Los Angeles have a slogan, Speed Kills. And they're not referring to safe driving habits. They're talking about a group of drugs, including ups, meth, pep pills, dex, even bennies. Dangerous drugs, sometimes fatal to the users. And you should know about the up drugs. You may even be taking some now and not be aware of their danger. Write for this free booklet, The Up and Down Drug. Don't guess about drugs when you can have the facts.
I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Thank you. Good night.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so fucking special. But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't care if it hurts. I wanna have control. I want a perfect body and a matching soul. I want you to notice when I'm not here. You're so freaking special. I wish I was special. But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the heck am I doing here? I don't belong here. Whistle solo. Whatever makes you happy, whatever you want. You're so motherfucking special.
Waitress, can I get the special?
But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the heck am I doing here? I'm a creep. I'm a nut job. What the hell am I doing here? belong here.